live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akilah Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, all St Patrick's Day parades are to be cancelled after a Cabinet subcommittee meeting this afternoon. A district court judge has accused the Irish Cancer Society of laxity as a woman is convicted of collecting for the society without a permit and keeping the money for herself over a six-year period. Guardian Letterkenny say that a new mobility app is helping them in detecting offences locally. And there are calls for action to reduce the number of people currently on the social housing waiting list in the West Tyrone area. Those stories do follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, all St Patrick's Day parades are to be cancelled after a Cabinet subcommittee meeting this afternoon. The government has also approved a large financial package to respond to the spread of the coronavirus. A large amount of that money will be set aside to provide sick pay support for people who have to self-isolate. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has been briefing opposition leaders this afternoon after meeting key ministers and officials. Health Minister Simon Harris says vulnerable people need to be reassured during the outbreak.
I'm also conscious, though, that there are vulnerable groups of people, particularly older people, people with underlying health conditions. And I want to assure them we're going to take specific measures to support them. So I've been working with the HSE to develop a suite of policies, measures, actions we can take to support them. It might be more home help. It might be more nurses available to visit you in your home. You know, I've been listening to older people talking in recent days, and their fear and worry of being isolated or left alone during this is really palpable.
Locally, it's been confirmed that parades in Letterkenny, Ballybofey and Buncrana have been called off. Tony Forrester is CEO of Letterkenny Chamber. She says the government must give clear advice guidelines about public gatherings.
I think they'd have to give us better guidance, if I'm very honest, and tell us what size of events can happen and what size shouldn't happen. I think we'd need leadership here, just to be clear for everyone. You know, I was at a conference event with 200 people on Friday. Is that okay? Or, you know, so I would love to see more guidance from the government.
Meanwhile, a public health specialist in the Northwest says the operation to control the spread of COVID-19 is still very much at the containment phase, and the priority for government is to ensure that people have the correct and appropriate information. Dr. Anthony Breslin says while some projections suggest a 40% spread across the population, it may not reach that figure and the majority of cases will be mild.
We have to balance providing information, but providing correct information, but also provide reassurance that things are happening. And we're trying, for instance, to stop the infection getting into the country. If it does, identify it and manage the contacts. We're trying to say to people, you can do your bit in terms of managing your coughs and colds, etc., washing your hands. We know that it's a new virus. We know that it's similar to flu, but it's not as infectious as flu. A new virus, like we had in the pandemic back in 2009, at the most it could affect about 40% of the population. The vast majority of those will have mild infection. A smaller number will have serious infection, and a smaller number will require hospital care. And we're trying to plan for that so we can have capacity for that. We're trying to make sure it doesn't happen or doesn't happen to a big extent. We're trying to plan for the worst and hope for the best. The 40% is what we think could be the highest hit rate. It could be lower than that, but we're trying to put a perspective on that so that people know what the situation is, and then when they're given advice, they can take and act on that advice appropriately.
Management at Letterkenny University Hospital say that outpatient x-ray and other scheduled appointments and procedures are going ahead as usual. On Friday, all the hospitals in the Seildra Group introduced visiting restrictions, which included Letterkenny University Hospital. However, General Manager Sean Murphy says services at the hospital are not impacted. He says if appointments are postponed, the hospital will contact patients by phone to advise. He says patients do not need to call the hospital to check if their appointment is going ahead, and the advice to the public is to please attend your scheduled appointments as usual. However, he stressed people should not come to the hospital to visit patients on the wards, or if people are attending appointments, they should not visit patients afterwards. A district court judge has accused the Irish Cancer Society of laxity as a woman is convicted of collecting for the society without a permit and keeping the money for herself over a period of 6 years. Judge Kevin Kilbreyan asked that Gardaí contact the society to convey the court's displeasure at the laxity of the arrangement between the society and 65-year-old Teresa Rapa of Silverwood Valley Buffet, who was selling daffodils since 2013 but keeping the money for herself. Donal Kavanagh reports.
The 65-year-old pleaded guilty to holding an unauthorised collection at the Diamond, Donegal Town, on the 22nd of February last year. She was apprehended by Gardaí on that date. €117.43 was seized and handed over to the Irish Cancer Society. Teresa Rapa told the court she wasn't doing it anymore and had been giving the money to her partner, who was now dead. She said she also paid some of the money back to the society. Donegal Town Court was told that some money had been lodged into the Irish Cancer Society in 2013, but there was nothing since. The defendant was fined €300 on the charge of holding a collection without authorisation. €1,000 had been put up in court for restitution by a neighbour. The court directed that €700 of that be paid to the Children's Hospital in Crumlin and the remainder used to pay the fine. Full report is available on our website, highlandradio.com.
A Donegal County Councillor is appealing to people who are struggling to get planning permission in rural parts of Donegal to make their concerns known to a local representative or architect. The County Development Plan is coming up for review shortly, and councillors will have a say on possible changes to the plan. Young people especially looking to build in rural Donegal are said to be having problems getting through the various planning stages. Councillor Paul Canning says the review could mean certain rules being relaxed in order for new builds to take place, but people coming forward with concerns could strengthen the case.
We as a council will be reviewing our development plan shortly. Now, I would appeal to those people, especially those in rural areas, that are still not getting the proper satisfaction from the planning authority due to maybe the wrong policies being in place. But I would ask those people to speak to their local councillor or their local architect and advise them of the problems that they are having. And hopefully we can put those policies into the plan when it comes up for review now shortly.
And the only way really to strengthen that case further is as many people who are having those concerns coming forward to the likes of yourself and other local representatives.
Yeah, that's correct. And it could be one word, two words within the actual development plan that needs changed. So I would appeal to those people that rather than put their heads in the sand, that actually speak to their architect or speak to their local councillor and say, listen, look, if this policy was changed, it would allow us over the line, because at the end of the day, we are here for the needs of the rural people, and we need to allow them to build in their own hometowns and in their own home areas, because at the minute there is a shortage of houses. So this has sort of been proactive with the people.
The Central Criminal Court has heard a man accused of murdering his wife in Sligo repeatedly asked her not to leave him in the months leading up to her death. Raphael Carachin of Crozen Park, Sligo, admits strangling her sometime between April the 29th and May the 1st, 2018, but claims he didn't mean to kill her. Court's correspondent Frank Greeny has this report, which some listeners may find distressing.
A post-mortem found evidence on Natalia Karachin's body of a physical altercation before she died, and she also had defence-type injuries on her left forearm. Her husband, Rafael Karachin, repeatedly denied killing her over the course of his first 7 interviews with Gardaí. He knew she was cheating on him, but said it wasn't a problem, and he denied killing her out of anger or jealousy. His story later changed, and he admitted strangling her. He claimed it happened after she slapped him when he asked her where she'd been after she returned from a night out. The jury has today been hearing about texts and Facebook messages exchanged between them in the months leading up to her death. In one exchange in late 2017, he told her he was nothing without her and suggested doing something to save their marriage. The next day he asked her not to leave him, and she replied by telling him to quit it and to stop texting her. Frank Greeny at the Central Criminal Court.
Gardaí and Letterkenny say that a new mobility app is helping them in detecting offences locally. They have also confirmed that a significant number of different offences happened in the town over the course of the weekend. Adrian Harmon has more.
Letterkenny Roads Policing Unit detected a number of offences over the weekend, including one driver testing positive for cocaine. With the help of the new mobility app, they detected a vehicle that has had no tax for 2.5 years and no valid NCT. This vehicle was also not insured. The mobility app also helped in the detection of a driver who was driving whilst disqualified, and they now face charges of driving without a driving licence and no insurance. Meanwhile, on Friday night, Gardaí and Letterkenny arrested one person for drink driving and another for driving under the influence of drugs. Court appearances will follow in all these cases.
Urgent action is needed to tackle lengthy social housing waiting lists in West Tyrone. That's according to MLA Daniel McCrossan, who says it's one of the biggest challenges facing the region. Recent figures show that 1,483 people are currently waiting on a house as of the end of December, while plans are in place to build 160 new homes in Strabane in a bid to address the waiting list. Mr. McCrossan says much more needs to be done.
This is one of the biggest challenges that my constituency of West Tyrone is facing. There's huge numbers of families, particularly young families, waiting for housing, and many of which have been on waiting lists for quite a prolonged period of time, years in some cases. And this is causing great difficulty because there's people actually living in homes. One example is a girl whose home is full of damp. We can't get her moved because there's no available housing because of the shortages.
And while there are plans to build social housing in the Strabane area, do you feel that they won't go far enough? 160 homes really won't address, I'm sure, in your opinion, that lengthy waiting list?
Well, I think it's certainly a start, and I welcome any form of investment in housing or any form of development in housing, and I think certainly the 160 houses that are due to be built in the Strabane is absolutely welcome. But we need to go much further than that. There needs to be a clear strategy around tackling the lack of housing provision in the wider West Tyrone area, particularly more rural villages and towns, say in Mills, Barry, all those places where there's a demand for housing. That needs to be addressed, and I think only by leadership from central we see that. This is something the SDLP have been working on for quite some time. We want to see an extra 9,000 homes built across Northern Ireland in the next number of years. It might seem like a big ask, but it's absolutely necessary to provide housing for those on those waiting lists.
Gardaí have launched an investigation following the theft of a trailer in the Glendies area on February the 20th. It's believed the trailer, which Gardaí say is very distinctive, was stolen between 6:30 p.m. and 7 p.m. and driven away by a white long-wheel base high-top Ford Transit van with a red and yellow reflective strip on the rear door. Catherine Gaffney has more.
Gardaí say the 12-by-6-foot tri-axle trailer is extremely unique. The trailer had red and blue stickers with MFL plant hire printed on them attached to either side of it, as well as an orange and yellow reflective strip on the tail door. It's understood there's also some damage to the front right side of the trailer. It's believed the offending vehicle drove towards the Mass Junction following the theft. Gardaí are keen to speak to anyone who was driving on the N56 on the evening of February the 20th between Dunloe and Donegal Town between 6:30 and 8 o'clock, and who saw the transit van towing the trailer. Anyone who has any information relating to the theft or the trailer's whereabouts is asked to contact Gardaí at Ballyshannon.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Cash for Clubs at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. The new loyalty scheme that rewards your club every time you shop in store or online.
It's almost 5:15 and time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with news of rugby, and Ireland's head coach Andy Farrell says that his players are gutted, but they understand why the Six Nations trip to France has been postponed. Six Nations organisers made the decision to call off the game following instructions from French authorities. Dates for Ireland's rearranged games with Italy and France are yet to be confirmed, with Halloween seen as potential dates for the latter. Farrell says Ireland have wiggle room in their autumn schedule if that is to be the case.
Well, we've got a window for that. You know, some teams, they always schedule four in there, but we've scheduled three in November, so we've got a window there, so we're very open to that.
Meanwhile, the FAI say talks are ongoing with the Slovakian counterparts regarding this month's Euro 2020 playoff in Bratislava. As of today, the March 26th game is going ahead as planned, but the Slovak FA admit it may need to be played behind closed doors. Five cases of the coronavirus have been reported in Slovakia, and all schools in Bratislava are currently closed. 2,200 Irish fans are due to travel to the Slovak capital for that game. And the FAI have dispensed with pre-match handshakes for all games under their jurisdiction. The directive will remain in place until further notice. And Wednesday's Champions League second leg meeting of PSG and Borussia Dortmund will be played behind closed doors. Paris Police confirmed that fans will no longer be allowed to attend the game, into which the Bundesliga side take a 2-1 first leg lead. Jamie Vardy is expected to return to the Leicester squad for tonight's home clash with Aston Villa. The striker, who has scored 17 Premier League goals this season, has missed the last two matches because of a calf injury. Well, Leicester manager Brendan Rodgers feels his side are now set to rediscover their form as they head in to the final 10 Premier League games of the season. His side got their first one since January in the FA Cup against Birmingham last week, and that performance has given the boss confidence that they can beat Villa tonight.
We're sat in a fantastic position at this stage of the season. We've had a little bit of a blip going back for a few games. But like I say, I get much better feeling for the team the other night in the cup game. So we're back to the intensity and the commitment.
That game's due to kick off tonight at 8 o'clock. Coghill Celtic are scheduled for EA Sports Cup action on Tuesday evening. They're due to take on SSE Air Trusty First Division side Longford Town at Flankcare Park, but that game is in doubt due to heavy rain in the Midlands. The tie is a repeat of the opening round of last season's competition, which Longford won 1-0. If the game goes ahead, Coghill manager Gavin Cullen says the cup ties don't always go the way of the bigger teams.
We know the League of Ireland clubs are going to be strong favourites in this competition, especially with an away tie for ourselves. But no, we'll go down and we'll try and give it a good go. Last year we played Longford in the stage of competition and they beat us 1-0, although they were very good on the night. You know, we put it up to them with a couple of chances near the end to force the game to extra time. So again, there's nothing to fear, but look, it's a good day out and it's a good opportunity for our players to showcase themselves.
Well, the coronavirus is not hampering the final preparations for the Cheltenham Festival, which starts tomorrow. Tens of thousands of racing fans have arrived, many from across the Irish Sea. Mike Vince now has the latest from the track.
Cheltenham is an oasis of calm in the town. Tens of thousands arriving ahead of day one of the festival here tomorrow. There's been a bit of rain around and that ensures that the ground will be soft for one of the most open champion hurdles, the day one feature, in many years. But after all the uncertainties and all the question marks, we are just hours away from the start of the festival. Mike Vince, Cheltenham.
At next year's Ladies Gaelic Football Association Congress in Antrim, Micheál Nocton will be installed as the new president. The Sligo native who entered the race representing Donegal and Ulster was selected as the president-elect on the first count at Congress in Galway over the weekend. Micheál, who is the first Ulster president of the association, will begin his four-year term from 2021. Speaking on this morning's 9 till noon show with Greg Hughes, Micheál is looking to further develop the relationship with the men's association.
Our sport has been the fastest growing sport in Europe for the last number of years. I mean, and again, you know, in our short existence, in our 44 years, we made huge strides. And I mean, we got, you know, and we don't say we got everything right. We're basically inventive. Basically, we think outside the box. We're open to dialogue, I mean, and discussion. And you know, you'll see that at Congress at the weekend that basically, you know, we changed our 45 again. The reality of the situation is basically, when you see them in the association coming in and taking bits and nuggets of what we, yeah, our rules. I mean, it's great because basically the ladies had the sin bin in first. We have the clock. The men are looking basically maybe bringing the clock into their games, and also basically our injury fund, and the men are looking towards that again. We're all one GAA family, and hopefully in my turn as the next president of the ladies GLFA, that basically that we see more integration, and that would and I want to work more with the men and basically see what we have seen over the last number of years, because now we're seeing double headers, you know, ladies getting into Croke Park on National League games, you know, double headers in the championship.
The Donegal Hurlers secured promotion to Division 2B of the National League on Sundays. They beat Armagh by 2 points in the 3A final. Danny Collins says it's good for the Donegal group to be moving up again.
Like, you know, we've been up and down the last few years, like, and you know, so last year's unfortunate, we were kind of depleted with the panel wise, like, so you know, it's just nice to be playing at a higher level and playing all you can test yourself, and especially the young team, like, and there's a young panel here, there's like the commitment this year has been fantastic. I mean, 30 boys that train there every night, like, and you know, for them now next year too, it's, they have to keep working away here and get their chance then too when they add a few years experience under their belt, like, and it'd be nice to play back in the higher level too.
Finally, just to give you a heads up on what's happening this evening online at highlandradio.com, it is, of course, the DL Debate, Episode 5, presented by former Donegal player Brendan Devaney. He's joined this week by former Donegal player and Niamh Connell Championship winner John Gilday, Maria Kelly, Gary McDade and Brendan Braddis O'Donnell will also be joining Brendan. That, of course, starts at 7 o'clock, available on highlandradio.com. You can click from 7 or indeed at any time you can listen back as well. That's it, Michaela. Next bulletin is tomorrow morning after the 8 news.
Thanks, Aisin. And returning to some news, Lena Letcher-Cannon will be holding a public consultation meeting this week on the draft Irish language strategic plan for the Letterkenny area. The plan has been described as a vital part of the process for Letterkenny to be recognised by the Department of Culture, Heritage and the Gaeltacht as a Gaeltacht services town. The meeting will take place tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock in Dillon's Hotel and will offer another opportunity for people to make their views known before the plan is submitted. Barbara Cahill is Cathaoirleach of Lena. And finally, there are calls for greater investment in mental health services in the north. It's after figures showed suicide rates there are at record levels. They're almost twice the rate of those in the Republic of Ireland and England. Campaigner Sarah Boyce says the issue needs to be addressed as a matter of urgency.
The type of urgency and determination and resourcing and action that we hear and see from the Minister and the Department of Health here in relation to the risk to public health from coronavirus, that's what families want to see around the risk to public health presented here by suicide and mental ill health.
Weather now wet and windy this evening. Tonight will be windy with some further rain in places overnight. Mild with lowest temperatures of 10 to 11 degrees in fresh to strong and gusty southwest winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, all St Patrick's Day parades are to be cancelled after a cabinet subcommittee meeting this afternoon. The government has also approved a large financial package to respond to the spread of the coronavirus. Meanwhile, a public health specialist in the northwest says the operation to control the spread of COVID-19 is still very much at the containment phase, and the priority for government is to ensure that people have the correct and appropriate information. A district court judge has accused the Irish Cancer Society of laxity as a woman is convicted of collecting for the society without a permit and keeping the money for herself over a period of 6 years. Judge Kevin Kilrain asked that Gardaí contact the society to convey the court's displeasure at the laxity of the arrangement between the society and 65-year-old Teresa Rapa of Silverwood Valley Buffet, who was selling daffodils since 2013 but keeping the money for herself. And Gardaí and Letterkenny say that a new mobility app is helping them in detecting offences locally. They have also confirmed that a significant number of different offences happened in the town over the course of the weekend. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 9th of March. The sudden death has taken place of Derek Smith, 6 Cloncool Park, Buncrana. His remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 9:15, going to St Mary's Oratory for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in Cockhill Cemetery. Family flowers only, please, donations if desired to Buncrana Community Hospital, care of any family member. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Connie McGinley, Mina Charvey, Carrick, County Donegal. Remains reposing at his residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:30 to St Patrick's Church, Meenanairy, for funeral mass at 12 noon. Burial afterwards in Carrick Cemetery. Donations, if desired, to the Irish Motor Neuron Association, care of Derek McCabe, funeral director. The death has occurred of Conal Kavanagh, Arranmore Island. His remains are reposing at his home on Arranmore. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. Family time, please, from after the rosary until 10 a.m. House private, please, for family only on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice and St James's Hospital Cancer Research, care of any family member or Sean Medlin, funeral director. The death has occurred of Margaret Medlin, Naoimh McArdle, 7 Ard McCool, Stranorder. Reposing at McCool's Chapel of Rest, Ballybuffet, today and tomorrow, with visiting from 5 p.m. until rosary at 9 p.m. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:30, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorder, followed by cremation at Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan, at 2:30. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Reba Middleton, Burnthaw, St Johnson. Her remains are reposing at her son Robert's residence at Burnthaw, St Johnson. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 for 2 o'clock service in Ballylennon Presbyterian Church. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, please, donations if desired to Ballylennan PW, care of any family member, or Terence McClintock, funeral director. The death has taken place of Frankie Gallagher, 26 Fountain Street, Strabane. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 20 past 9 for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Western Health and Social Care Trust, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. The death has occurred of Frances McDade, Ballard, Arranmore Island. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11, with interment afterwards in the local cemetery. And the death has occurred of Kathleen Boyce, née Peoples, Kiltoll Convoy, formerly of 2 Plunkett O'Boyle Terrace, Letterkenny. Kathleen's remains will leave Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny at 5:30 this evening, going to St Mary's Church Convoy for reception prayers at 6 o'clock. Reposing overnight for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Interment afterwards in the family plot at Newleck Cemetery, Letterkenny. Family flowers only, please, donations if desired, to the Brindley Manor Residence Comfort Fund Convoy, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director.